and C Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're going to talk with Bicky Spagnuolo in just 1 second. But
when?
We have news from the Washington Commanders, who are busy. They have told defensive coordinator Joe Witt they would prefer if he was not employed by the team anymore. And then Cliff Kingsbury and the Commanders have, quote unquote, mutually agreed to part ways, which at first I thought was a similar situation. But there is thinking out there that Cliff Kingsbury could be in the mix for some of these open head coaching jobs. So there's that.
Good God.
Right?
Dude, we talked about the epitome of failing up.
Yeah.
And that dude has done it.
Nobody fails up better than Cliff Kingsbury. All right, right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir. And what do you think about those Commanders' movings and the shakings?
Joe Witt was Quinn's guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
Whoops.
There was people thinking he should have been the coordinator here.
Oh, no. Who were those people? Jerry?
Well, I remember it. Maybe not inside the building,
okay,
but outside the building.
Yeah. I'm interested, like, he does have a pretty good connection with the Cowboys. That would not be a person of interest now, though, right?
No, I don't think so, since Quinn took over the defensive coordinator job of calling plays during the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That writing was on the wall.
Were you pretty stunned this morning when you saw that Eberflus was let go?
A little bit, just because of how Jerry had been answering those questions. And then no, because I actually saw him walking up the steps towards the next floor yesterday.
Oh.
I figured that wasn't a good indication.
HR.
So, yeah, you know, when I look at it, so if I go back to Rod Marinelli in 2019, so this is now how many coordinators in 7 years? Four?
Yeah.
Yep.
And only one guy for 1 year really fixed the defense, and that was Quinn's last year.
Right.
So, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So, at some point, are you making bad choices as defensive coordinator, or do you need to improve the personnel on defense?
Yes. Yes. I'll say that one for sure.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if I'm interviewing for the defensive coordinator's job now, right, I don't think money would be what I'm worried about.
You're just worried about the talent aspect?
I want in my contract, you will re-sign Jadeveon Clowney. You will get me a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback. I want a real middle linebacker, and I need another pass rushing defensive end. That's all. And then I'll sign on the dotted line.
Yeah.
But don't give me, and I just figured it out, some of the guys that were even prominent players on this defense or guys that started but not finished the season for one reason or another, meaning you weren't good, you got released, you ended up on IR, you got traded because you didn't play well. They missed a total of 89 games.
Gross.
So I know what everybody says about Flus. I get it. But he didn't have a lot to work with.
Yeah.
And if you missed that many games of guys you were counting on from the start of the season, and I didn't even add in the week before the season started, 17 games of Parsons, right?
Yeah.
So that gets us over 100. So I'll let you know what I think about the move when you tell me who gets hired.
And is this just a situation where nothing is, obviously nothing's going to change with the people who are picking some of those players? So isn't that at least part of the reason we keep going through this cycle? Because you're like, I don't know, change this guy then.
Well, did you pick the wrong guy with Trayvon Diggs?
I mean, I don't...
It was pretty good for 2 years, right?
For sure. I guess what I've started to become concerned with, and we've talked about this, it's hard to figure out, like, who really loves the game and will do whatever it takes to win versus who loves the money, who loves the spotlight. And I guess I've become concerned with some of the contract extensions that have been given out without fully understanding who loves football and who doesn't.
Well, I didn't see anybody disagree with Diggs, right?
Right.
He was pretty good for 3 years.
I agree with that. I didn't have an issue with the Diggs extension.
All right, but a lot of these guys here that I'm looking at that missed were not extended. Bland was extended. He got hurt, all right? You can't figure that out. He kind of loves football.
Yeah. Maybe career. Was he good enough to get that deal? Was Osa good enough to get that deal?
Yes, he was, until he had the foot injury, right? And now he needs another surgery, put a bigger screw in the fifth metatarsal.
Oh, man.
They didn't spend a lot to get Elam, right?
Right.
That was supposed to be a depth guy because they were hoping Diggs was going to be ready to start. They were probably hoping Revel would have been ready sooner. You know, and this is not being cold-hearted, but Nealon ended up missing 10 games.
Yeah.
Wrong guy? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that one's tough.
Now, you can make a case for Mozzie Smith, but they didn't extend him, right?
Right.
DeMarvian Overshown, wrong guy. Couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Kalen Carson was pretty good his rookie year in training camp, and then when he got hurt, he missed 9 games. So when you add all that stuff up, I don't know what scheme you wanted to play to fix this defense that was historically bad, right? Somebody's got to play. Now, did you sign some of the wrong guys in free agency to kind of fill some depth spots?
Maybe so, yeah.
You know, but you just didn't have a true middle linebacker. I don't think Kenneth Murray was a middle linebacker.
Yeah.
But you had him playing middle linebacker, right?
Yeah.
And so that's another need I need, a real middle linebacker. I see where, you know, Eric Kendricks didn't play all season. San Francisco signed him late because of injuries. And now the guy's got to start in the first playoff game for him because their second middle linebacker is out with an injury. Now, he was pretty good. He pretty good leader and leader on the field of the defense. So, yeah, I just think they were, from a personnel standpoint, pretty shorthanded defensively for all those reasons, either the wrong guy, injury, or a guy didn't want to play in Trayvon Diggs. Did he play Sunday?
Yeah.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. I think I saw that. I think he gave it like one reception. Maybe he's only targeted twice. I have to admit, I don't know if I've got those stats exactly right off the top of my head.
He didn't have an interception, did he?
No. I feel like we would have heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that probably would have been the big story.
So, yeah, I just think, you know, I just don't know. If Flus had a fighting chance to fix what he was dealing with. And, you know, it's a guy that's been a pretty good defensive coordinator in the league, right?
Is he a scapegoat for this then?
Well, we'll see what if things change. going forward.
Okay.
And again, is if guys have a choice between this and somewhere else, you know, I would imagine that factors into the situation, unless you money whip them.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know if there's a heck of a lot of cheering out there that, you know, Flus takes the fall. But sometimes the way I look at things, you got to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Cowboys have had pretty good defensive coordinators here, right?
I feel like Zimmer had his time. I would have been fine having him back to build on what he ended the season with, but I know he had other thoughts.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he wanted to.
Yeah, based on what I was hearing. Yeah.
I think he was close to saying, okay, that's it, right?
Yeah.
You know, Quinn, they improved each year from total defensive rankings. They went from 19 to 12 to 5, right? And then what happened in the playoff game? They gave up 48 points to a quarterback who was starting full-time for the first time in his career.
Right.
So you're sitting there going, well, and Jordan Love almost had a perfect quarterback rating in that game. He finished at 157.2. He was 1 point away from perfect.
Ugh.
With 6 pass plays of at least 20 yards. So, yeah, the defense played better overall during the season, but when it got to the playoffs, it was the same old thing. Gave up 48 points. So, you know, the best run, or I thought a pretty good run with Marinelli, who took over the worst defense in the league, and he went from 19 to 17 to 14 to 8 to 7 to 9 in his time here with the Cowboys, which was respectable, right?
Sure. I would have killed for that this year.
Well, yeah. You might have killed for Quinn's 19.
Yeah, oh, for sure this season. Where could this team have gone if they were even close to middle of the road?
Right. So, yeah, it just... You know, when you couldn't fix it, now it'll be interesting because I'm sure Schottenheimer knows some guys out there. Every place he's been, there'll be guys that he's crossed paths with, and maybe he's got an idea of who he wants.
Yeah.
And I do think he's got a bigger voice in the decision-making than I think people might have thought he had when he first got hired.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he had a hand in, you know, the Parsons thing, the Diggs thing. Because remember, he had been here, 3 years? He had seen those characters
right
behind the scenes. And I'm sure there was a lot he would have liked to say that he didn't have the authority to say at the time.
Well, maybe tomorrow we could talk about some of those potential options and some of the other things that the Cowboys will need to take a look at in the off season. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.